May 10, 1947 to November 17, 2023 Daniel Page Rann, 76, passed away peacefully on Friday, November 17, 2023, at the Ogeechee Area Hospice Inpatient Facility in Statesboro, GA, after a long illness. He was born in Savannah, Georgia, in 1947, son of the late Joe Allen Rann Sr. and the late Margaret Page Rann. He attended Georgia Southern College and graduated with a bachelor's degree in education followed by a master's degree in education. Dan was a gifted writer, editor and teacher. He spent his early years as writer and sports editor for the Statesboro Herald and Claxton Enterprise. He was well known for his column, Rann Around Sports. He was an avid fisherman and was a member of the Ogeechee Bassmasters Club. In 1983, he began his career as a member of the communications faculty in the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, where he retired in 2007. He was a nationally known award-winning writer and editor and a leader in communication training and impact storytelling. He taught many young county extension agents how to write for their local newspapers and was a popular and effective teacher in media workshops. His special way with words and command of language made the world of agriculture and the mission of UGA Cooperative Extension come to life and help people understand the importance of the agriculture industry. His co-workers relied on Dan's encyclopedic knowledge of the rules for journalistic writing. Their motto was, "When in doubt, ask Dan." He was a life member of the Association for Communication Excellence, where he shared his craft and immense talent with agricultural communications across the nation. Dan was married to his sweetheart, Sandra, and still referred to her as his young bride. He was so proud of his daughter, Jody, and his granddaughter, Jordan, the apple of his eye. After retiring, he spent many of his days with Jordan, traveling to her school for activities and to sporting events. Many of her friends and teammates also called him Granddaddy. Dan became a Gideon in 1998, and spent the last 25 years of his life devoted to the Gideon ministry, while Sandra was devoted to the auxiliary. He was an active member of Rocky Ford Baptist Church, where he served as a deacon since 1986. He had many roles in the church throughout the years, including the choir, choir director, Sunday school teacher, Sunday school director, and brotherhood director. He also previously served as vice moderator of the Middle Baptist Association. When asked by a nurse during his recent illness of his favorite thing to do, his reply was to go to church. He loved the Lord, and it was surely evident by the way he lived his life. Dan is survived by his wife of 55 years, Sandra Osbolt Rann, daughter, Jody Rann Collins of Charleston, South Carolina, granddaughter, Jordan Lynn Collins, Taylor Proctor, of Statesboro, brothers, Joe Allen Rann Jr., Jane, of Rocky Ford, GA, Dr. James Troy Rann, Gloria, of Glenville, GA, sister, Julia Rann Edenfield, Allen, of Buford, GA, sisters and brothers-in-law, Barbara Osbolt Frawley, Webster, Sharon Osbolt Burns, Paula Osbolt Palmer, Brian, Pam Osbolt Lowry, Levy, as well as several nieces, nephews, great-nieces and great-nephews who loved Uncle Dan so very much. The family will receive visitors on Monday, November 20, 2023, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Joyner Anderson Funeral Home in Statesboro. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, November 21, 2023, in the sanctuary of Rocky Ford Baptist Church with Pastor Wayne Bragg officiating. Honorary pallbearers will be current and previous deacons of Rocky Ford Baptist Church and the Gideons Auxiliary. Memorial contributions may be made to the Gideons International at https://www.gideons.org/donate or send donations to Post Office Box 1512, Sylvania, Georgia, 30467. Friends may sign the online register book at www.joineranderson.com. Joyner Anderson Funeral Home and Crematory of Statesboro is in charge of the arrangements. To send flowers or a memorial gift to the family of Mr. Daniel Page Rann, please visit our sympathy store.